Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello Buglers, I'm Andy Zaltzman and today on Top Stories, does anyone remember COVID-19? No, well let's learn a little about that much forgotten piece of history with Hari Kondabolu and Nish Kumar from Bugle 4150 in April 2020, a show entitled Bleach, Never Mind. Top Story.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This week, it's fine. It was all a hoax. Everything's absolutely fine. Oh, not quite. No news is no good news at the moment. It's still rumbling on here in Britain. The constantly vomited, gobbled and rechundered diet of context-free statistics, half-arsed pseudo-promises and political obfuscations has rumbled on unabated. We still have the weekly clap, the celebrity sing-alongs, the stomach-churning sense of grinding pessimism. Not much has changed. Hari and Nisha, we're now, you know, several weeks into this this lockdown process. What have you personally learnt from this era of lockdown?
I've learned two major lessons, Andy. One, I can go 3 days without a shower until I pass out from the smell. I assumed it would be 4 days, but no, three. I also learned I need to be more active once the lockdown ends, since my life now is about as active as it was before the lockdown. I'm going to die.
Nish, what are your I think in modern parlance, takeaways from this?
Well, couple of key takeaways. Firstly, if you leave me in my house with a functional coffee machine and no real reason for me to leave the house, I will consume an amount of caffeine that essentially turns it into a hallucinogenic drug. When I was on my seventh cup of espresso intensivo, strength 13 out of 13, by what metric, I have no idea. But in terms of its impact on my blood pressure, I believe it's the Richter scale. I had turned coffee into a drug that was capable of making me hear Jefferson Airplane's White Rabbit and see the Pink Floyd hammers. Unfortunately, well, there was no way for me to trim it, so I ended up shaving the entire thing off. And so for about 2 weeks, I looked like the world's worst Bollywood Leo Sayer tribute act. It's a horrible look.
The one thing I've learned is that cleaning out your cupboards is not an act of spiritual cleansing so much as a harrowing delve into failure and regret.
Andy, I've seen the stuff that's at the front of your cupboards. It's like you live in a Victorian rag and bone shop.
Never let go.
How is your status as homeschool? I'm going to say deputy headmaster, Andy. I've met your wife. She's eminently the more sensible of the two of you. Although that is not saying much given your output.
Well, I mean, it's going all right. So far, we've done a history module on the Bodyline series of 1932-33. this week also did an in-depth study of linguistic evolution using the development of the word "how's that" through the history of cricket and the various adaptations of that that word into things like "howsy" and so really studying, understanding how language develops and changes through usage. Next week we're looking at the physics involved in the impact of a round leather-coated object weighing 5.5 ounces with a flat wooden object. We're also looking at, we've got a biology class on how to cut different types of grass to extremely short lengths to gradually degrade over a 5-day period. So my kids are learning an awful lot about the world.
Andy, is there any risk that this admission would lead to your children being taken away?
Well, I mean, that's the great thing about lockdown. they've got no choice.
Have you taught them anything that isn't directly related to cricket?
The way I look at the universe, Nish, I don't think there is anything that is not directly related to cricket. So, we did look at a picture by Leonardo da Vinci in a book yesterday. But I reckon if you squint your eyes hard enough, it looks a bit like the a John Player League match between Gloucestershire and Somerset in 1983. masks news now, and a lot of questions are going to be asked in the aftermath of this, if humanity survives long enough to reach the aftermath of it. Questions such as, how the f*** did it happen? What the f*** do we do now? How the f*** have I managed to lose 2 pairs of glasses without leaving the f***ing house? And whilst we know that heeding warnings can make you look a bit square politically, might it be a good idea for humanity to heed some f***ing warnings in the future? And one of the greatest questions, I think, is about the human relationship with the face mask, because the frankly horrifying prospect of the face mask becoming an unavoidable part of life for the foreseeable future is hoving into view around the world. Hari, in New York, I think it's already you've already got to wear them outside. Is that correct?
Yeah, which is sad for people with lip rings and tongue rings, because that's now a waste.
Right.
Makes my mustache and beard a non-entity, which is a bummer since the growth of facial hair is an Indian superpower.
Yep.
Damn
completely
right.
Completely wasted.
It's just another example of this virus being racist.
I'm also worried about what it's going to be like for comics. Like, if we ever get to perform again, are we all going to have to wear masks on stage? Because then we all look like gimmick acts, you know what I mean? Like, here comes Dr. Laffy.
Do we not all wear masks anyway, Hari?
Oh, Andy.
It'll be nice for our parents to pretend that we're doctors for once.
Yeah. Yes, he wears a mask.
One prescription of a hot dose of chuckles.
How do you see that the masked future of humanity?
Well, I'll go a different way from Hurry, re-performing comedy. I don't know how much any of you guys were aware of some of my gigs that were happening quite close to the lockdown, but I was planning on returning to doing comedy in full protective equipment anyway. just to sort of dodge the various missiles that are being deployed by members of the audience. Listen, yeah, I think...
Stop the bread going in your mouth, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm trying to quit carbs, Andrew. Got to keep the bread out of my mouth somehow. I think if we end up... there's a part of me that would really like us to all wear masks. One, because I spent a lot of time as a child reading comic books and I can pretend that I'm a superhero. And secondly, it'll really be one in the eye for all of the people who have been slagging off women wearing burkas for years. It'll be a real, like, nice revenge policy for all of the people who have been yelling at burkas. And I include in those people our Prime Minister, who compared women who wear burkas to letterboxes. And I'll never forget where I was when his father said, if I was a female fighter jet pilot, I would expect someone to say, don't wear a burka. And the reason I'll never forget where I was when he said that is because I was sat next to him with my head in my hands as part of Channel 4's election coverage in December. Oh. I mean, we're all wearing burkas now. Suck it, Boris. If you'd have been wearing a burka, you wouldn't have got ill, you fucking idiot.
Well, while we're on the topic of burkas, can I just double down on France?
because sorry, that plays very well in post-Brexit Britain.
But it just feels like they've tried to ban burkas, and they had this whole thing where they banned facial covering, which was just a way to, you know, to f*** with Muslims, right? It was just a way to upset Muslims. And now all of a sudden everyone's wearing masks. So I find that insulting after all that. Now you think covering your face is a good thing. And secondly, what upsets me more is that they're f***ing hypocrites. The only thing worse than bigotry is hypocritical bigotry. Die with the hate you have in your heart.
I mean, it is just
further
proof that this virus is really everything Al-Qaeda could ever dream of being, but actually getting some shit done. But there have been very few occasions when I thought to myself, wouldn't this world be better if all we could see of people's facial features were a pair of terrified and or regretful and or resentful eyes? And the various trial schemes around the world over history that have been conducted into this have done little to persuade me that it benefits humanity. And is it going to reach the stage where having a whole uncovered face becomes like smoking, that people will be bunking off work for 5 minutes to go to special shelters where they're allowed to have a whole face for a few minutes before putting the mask back on, returning to reality?
Well, I think it's going to change what we find sexual, you know, like it'll be like, whoa, is that an ankle? Oh my God. I think I just saw some ankle.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed Nish and Hari together, then listen to Bugle issue 4247 from just now for more up-to-date takes on whatever was going on in the world very recently.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.